Lead balloon.
That's how come you got that big bump on your...
Yeah, I know.
Did you hear about the doctor checking over the patient? And he finally says, the patient says, have you been living a normal life? Patient says, yes, doctor. He says, well, you're going to have to cut it out a while.
Well, I know you've heard these because I took these out of the latest Lions Club book. Oh, by the way, how did your pancake and sausage day go?
Hey, it went the best it's ever gone, I guess.
Oh, wonderful.
A lot of people had to stand in line, you know,
for
the longest time. But they enjoyed it. I told some of them some funnies like we use here.
Uh-huh.
And I blamed most of them on you. You know.
Thanks a lot.
If the people didn't laugh, I said, well, I didn't laugh when Bob Seavers told me either.
Oh, thanks a lot, kid. Well, did you hear about the wife who woke her husband up? She says, wake up, there's a burglar in the kitchen. He's eating the leftovers. And the husband says, go back to sleep. I'll bury him in the morning.
He's in trouble with his wife, too.
I can see you have, really. Really, I think the Lions Club, they didn't come through. It's very good. And
no.
I'll have to get back to some of Gale Clark. Now, here's one, though. From, it says, a psychiatrist thought he was making progress with a patient who had a split personality.
Yeah.
And he says, I was real optimistic until the patient called and demanded to know why he'd received only one bill.
Well, listen, I got one quickie.
All right,
here.
Go ahead.
This husband, when he brings his wife gifts, he cannot please the gal. It's either too gaudy or too dull or too large or too small. It always has to be taken back and changed for something else. So he thought, this year on her birthday, he's really got it made. He went to the store and he bought a $50 gift certificate, gave it to the gal.
Well, you can't mess with that.
And he comes home, he says, well, what'd you get with that? And she says, nothing yet. I just went downtown and exchanged it for two $25 certificates.
Oh, brother, that guy just can't win. Get it. Oh, we rooted around and found Jack Underwood over here at microphone number two. Good morning, Jack.
Hi. How are you?
Well, wait just a minute. Oh, yeah, everything is all right, but say something. Say hello again.
Testing one.
No, no.
Two, three.
Your mic is dead. Your mic is dead. You might just goodbye, Jack. Your mic is dead.
Well, tell them go-go girls are just a bunch of busybodies.
Well, I know. I saw that cartridge there. I mean, I heard the one of the go-go girls that was on Broadway yesterday to spruce up the stock market.
Oh, I didn't know.
She, would you report to our friends at that microphone? So I'll just tell you one this morning. You can save your... Did you hear, Jack, off mic there, did you hear about the sign in the antique shop?
No, what about it?
It says 50 years added for cash. Or the one about the sign in the lumber yard, do it yourself and slave?
No. Go-go girls are a bunch of busybodies.
Yes, why?
I don't know. That's just it. That's just a...
Oh, yeah.
Busy, but get it?
I get it now, yeah. Well, I'm glad your mic is there. That's the kind you're going to tell us what. No, I'm kidding. And one other one. A marriage counselor began to ask a woman, Jack, some questions concerning her disposition. He said, did you wake up grumpy this morning? She says, no, I let him sleep. Oh, man.